Amen. I'm excited. You know, a few weeks ago, I don't know which song it was. It might have been the Whisper Your Name song. But the Lord spoke clearly to my heart and said, you know what? We got to call on the name of Jesus. I remember when I was growing up and I would say to my mother, well, he said this or he said that. She said, who's he? He is a name. That's your brother. His name is James. Use the name. We were taught that we were supposed to use the name all the time. And I know not too long ago, a friend told me that he got pulled over by a policeman. Didn't have his license. Was speeding, apparently. I think he should have got the ticket. But anyway, that's just me. So he says, I work at the courthouse, and I know so-and-so. He says, oh, you know so-and-so. We're going to let you off. We're going to give you some special privileges. Now, if you could use the name of a guy who works at the courthouse to get out of stuff, if we as Christians would call upon the name of Jesus, everything would be taken care of. You know, the devil comes up to you and he says, I'm going to do this to your car. You say, oh, no, you're not, because I know Jesus. I'm not having it. And that's what this is about today. And that's what we're going to talk about. You know, it bugs me sometimes when I pray with people. And you, if those of you guys that know me, you know a lot of things bug me. It's what I'm praying about. I'm working on it, right? But it bugs me when I'm praying with somebody who goes, in his name we pray. Who's he? What do you mean in his name? Say the name. We just sang the song. Say the name. That's important. In God's name we pray. Say the name. A lot of people call a lot of people God. We need to say the name because there's power in the name. You can say Buddha. You can say Toaster. You can say Muhammad. You can say whatever you want. Say the name of Jesus. That's where the power comes from. You know, what's also funny, too, is that a lot of people call praying in the name of Jesus, and then we get done praying, they go, in the name of Jesus, amen. And then we go, and then somebody will say to me, I hope he heard my prayers. I'm like, what did you just say? I hope he heard my prayers. You just prayed in the name of Jesus. Of course he heard your prayers. Elder Curtis, if he was still here, he'd be screaming right now. But I would tell you that once you ask him, know he's heard your prayers, and after that, just start thanking him. All right, because maybe you didn't see what it was you prayed for, but it is already done. Like Pastor Fred said, it is finished. So you got one ask and a million thank yous. Just keep, thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. Thank you that, you know, although my knee is still looking weird, it's healed right now. And one day I'm going to wake up and I'm gonna be like, man, it's a good looking knee. And it's just going to happen. You're just going to know it. But it's going to come by you believing and thanking the Lord in the name of Jesus. Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being formed of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Here it comes. You ready for it? Therefore, God has also exalted him and given him the name which is above all names, above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, those of earth, and those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen? Amen. That's a good scripture right there. So what I like about that scripture, it says that those in heaven already know that he's God because they're in heaven. They know. Right? So they know. So they're going to confess. They're going to know and they're going to believe and they're going to praise the Lord when they're going to praise him when they hear him. Right? Those on the earth, do you know that every one of us will bow? Every knee will bow at some point or another, whether they want to or not. When he comes down, we're bowing. Those of us that know him, we're going to bow quicker than those that don't. And do you know that those that are in hell, that's under the earth, in case you were curious about that under the earth, those that are in hell, they're bowing too. They hear his name. They know that name. They're not happy about that name. They're bowing with fear. We're bowing in reverence. They're bowing with fear. You know, they're like, don't kill me. We're bowing because he's so holy and so mighty. But everybody's going to bow. Say the name. Because there's a lot of songs. There's power in the name, power to break the chains. There's healing and there's life in the name. The Greek for Jesus actually means Joshua or Yeshua. I have a hard time with that J, the J sound. And it means help of Jehovah or Savior. So it's not like we just said, hey, let's call him Jesus and, you know, because he's going to help out. His name is what he is, the Savior. Not one of the Saviors, but the Savior, which is something we got to understand. In 1 John, it says that first it was the Word. and the Word was with God. And then it continues on to say what? The Word became flesh. So now that sets up Revelation 19. So we started like in the beginning area of the New Testament. Now we're going to go to the ending area of the New Testament. In Revelation 19:13, it says, He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and His name shall be called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed Him on white horses. Now out of His mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it He should strike the nations. And He Himself will rule over them with a rod of iron. He Himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the Almighty God. And He has on His robe and on His thigh the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is but one king. There isn't many kings. There isn't many lords. There is one. And we need to understand that. So now that we understand the name of God, what can that name do for you? As Pastor Rick would say, what could that name do for you? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's the things that we can do by calling on His name. The things that His name has guaranteed for us. Not could get us, will get us. Amen. By His name, we are saved. We got to start here. Thank you, Jesus. How many people are happy that they're saved today? Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Happy I'm saved. Some of you not happy you're saved or what? I don't know. I'm pretty happy I'm saved. I know where I was going. I know where I was going. If you don't, I mean, I don't like to reflect on the past. And I know that once, the Bible says that those who are in Christ are a new creation, the old is gone. But every now and then, I like to think about where I was going just so I can say, thank you, Jesus. I know I'm not going there. I know I'm not that person anymore. But I know where I've been, and I know where I was going. And because of His name, I'm not going there. I am saved. I am clean. I am whole. I still have issues I got to work on like everybody else. But I have the power of the Holy Spirit. And there isn't an issue I can't conquer. By the name of Jesus Christ. And that's that we got to stay there. And we got to understand. When you boil it all down, we're saved by His name. And if you got nothing else, you got that. Acts 2:38 says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:21 says, if everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What I like about this is that it says, everyone that calls on the name of the Lord, not some people. I had a discussion this week with somebody who was from Jehovah's Witness, and they're talking about the 144,000. Everyone. Amen. There's no limits, because I asked him point blank, are you one of the 144,000? And he goes, well, nobody will know that until I said, well, I'm not taking that chance. I mean, why would you, really, seriously, it's like a lottery now, right? How's that work? I don't know, but everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that makes sense, because my God loves us. And I know He loves us, and He wouldn't want one perishing. He wants everyone. That's the important part. By His name we live. By His name we live. I'm breathing in and out because of His name. I'm playing softball tomorrow night because of His name. I'm going to Guatemala because of His name. I have a lovely wife because of His name. I have a great house because of His name. I live because of His name. And we have to keep that in mind every day, every single day. And John 20:31 says that these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And in believing in Him, you may have life in His name. By His name, we have power. I am a complete and total weakling without the name of Jesus. I am just a little feather blowing in the wind with no power. Just going where the world leads me, except I have the name of Jesus, and I can call upon His power. I have power over issues in my life, over circumstances. There are days I believe that I can control the weather. I just pray in the name of Jesus, and I always add this in, if it be your will, but I'm praying it. He said, if you can move a mountain, why can't you stop the rain? You know what I mean? So I believe that, you know, if it, maybe God wants it to rain, he's got some other agenda, which is a prerogative to do, because He's God. But I believe in the power that comes through His name. And it says right here, when you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am with you in spirit, and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ is present. When we assemble together, or when I assemble with Him, I have that power. Romans 9:17 says, for the scripture says to Pharaoh, I raised you up for this very purpose, that I may display my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth, for his power and glory, right? The power comes for his plan and his power and glory. He wants us to be blessed and feel powerful along the way and get stuff done, but it's for his glory. One challenge that I have is that just the other day, somebody told me the other day they got a promotion at their job. They got a promotion at their job, and they were dancing. I am the man. I am the man. I got this promotion. I'm good. They know how good I am. They gave me this promotion. I am good. You know, I worked hard. I went to school. I got the right things. I made all the right decisions, and I got this promotion. I am the man. And I'm thinking, this is the same guy that was whining like 6 weeks ago, talking about, well, why does God got me in this situation? So let me see if I got it figured out. When things are going well, you're the man. And when things are going bad, you know, why does God got me in this situation? That's probably why things are headed his way that aren't going to be going so well. Yeah, we need to give God the glory. For me, the opposite is true. When things are going well, thank you, Jesus, because I absolutely have no power without him. When things are going well, it's because he led me. He took my crazy ideas, put them aside, and his ideas and his power went forward, because I'm weak without him. And then everything that went wrong in my life is usually because of me. But I'll be honest about it. It's usually because I stepped outside the umbrella of God's protection. There's a path that's called God's plan. It turns left. It turns right. It goes here. It goes there. Sometimes I'm on it. Sometimes I'm not. And if things aren't working out well, if I look in my spirit man and I look down at my feet in my spirit metaphor, I'm noticing I'm not on the plan. God is moving and I'm not moving with him. Or God turned and I'm still going this way. So you have to understand when powerful and mighty things are happening to you, it's because you're in God's plan. And you have that power because of God. And that's important. And it says here in Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, whether it be word or deed, do it in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes giving, always giving thanks to God the Father through him. Here's the thing, too. Do everything in the name of Jesus. Don't try to do stuff alone. When I was new with the Lord, I figured, you know what? I don't want to bother God with the little things. I'll handle this one, Lord. I know you're busy. You know, I have this kind of conversation with him when I'm talking to him. God, I got this one. I know you got a lot going on. I'll take care of this myself. And I was listening to one of Diane's tapes, or one of her favorite preachers, Keith Moore, who says, if you're building a doghouse, then let the Lord build the doghouse with you. He cares about everything that we care about. He can build a doghouse. The Lord knows how to do everything. He knows how. When I lose my keys, I used to freak out and run around the house with my wallet. The other day, I was at Walmart, and I realized my wallet wasn't in my pocket. You ever, isn't that a terrible feeling? Oh, where's my wallet? I don't know where it is. So I just stopped, and I lose things fairly frequently, so I'm used to this now. And I just stopped, and I said, okay, Lord, help me figure this out. And that immediately gave me the calmness. Show me where this thing is. And it was on the floor right next to my car, outside the car. And it happens. But at least I didn't have to worry, because God would help me find it. But we can do everything by his name. Okay, the next thing is important. And once again, Elder Curtis would be cheering at this point like he was in the first service. By his name, we have the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes people think the Holy Spirit is just so that we can dance and sing and speak in other tongues and understand it. No, it's so much more than that. It's every part. It's like when we get saved, okay, now we're saved, but we need the power. And that comes from the Holy Spirit. And we need the wisdom to make the decisions that saved people have to make. And that comes from the Holy Spirit. You know, it's important that we have that. And in Acts 2:38, it says, repent and be baptized. And we said this earlier, every one of you, that in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of the sin. And then it says here, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have to be saved by the name. We have to ask forgiveness through the name. And then we have to get the power of the Holy Spirit through the name of Jesus Christ. And John 14:26 says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to you a remembrance all the things that I said to you. Here's the thing. Sometimes people come to church and they say, oh, well, I didn't get much today. He didn't say anything that I particularly needed right now. That's the thing. We don't come to church on Sunday to get something that we need right now. We come to church, first of all, because that's what we're supposed to do, and because we want to come and worship our God. But because the daily and weekly, definitely daily, to for the people that only study on Sundays, daily, regular reading of the Word is put into us, and then the Holy Spirit brings it to our remembrance when it's needed. These are the tools that we're going to need later. But it's like this big, giant filing system that all of this information is in there. And then when you come up with an idea when you stand, you ever stand in front of somebody and you're sharing something with them and you're like, where did that come from? It came from the Holy Spirit. We're going to Guatemala and I need a whole bag full of where did that come from? Because I don't have it. I mean, it's probably in there somewhere, but I can't find it. If I do have it, I don't know where it is. But the Holy Spirit knows. He will bring it to remembrance. Things will flow. This message is coming from the power of the Holy Spirit through the name of Jesus Christ. This ain't me. I'm not this smart, but God is. By his name, we are blessed. By the name of Jesus Christ, we are blessed. Diane and I are blessed to have Charlie and David living with us, and we're excited about that. But, you know, we thought we were busy before. Okay, we thought we were busy people. You know, now we're busy. You know, I mean, it's exciting how busy we are. And, you know, there's the song that these guys sing sometimes, and it's, my life is not my own, to you I belong. I almost feel like I could sing that to the kids every morning. Yeah. I give myself to you. I'll get the cereal, you know, whatever. You know, it's like that, you know. But I am too blessed to be stressed. Amen. I mean, how many times do we pray to the Lord, Lord, give me this job. Lord, I really, really, really want this job. And after I get that job, this job is hard. Lord, this is terrible. This is so hard. You are blessed. Walk in the blessing. You know what I mean? Regardless of whether it's hard or it's easy, do you know that hard or easy has nothing to do with being blessed? Blessed is an understanding, knowing that you're in God's protection. You have God's power. By his name, you can call upon it right now. I'm blessed. I am too blessed to be stressed. We're about to step onto the mission field. And that is just one challenging situation after another. We were in Haiti last year for 10 days, and every day was a ridiculous quantity of challenges. None of them felt good, but we had a blast because we were blessed. We didn't realize how bad it was until we got back. And we're looking back, we're going, man, that was terrible. You know? That was disgusting how bad that was. But we were blessed every day. And we look back at it as a blessed thing. You know what I mean? It was just, that's how it goes. You have to call upon his name to get the blessings. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. And this is John 14:13. And that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's what it says. Now that presupposes that you and God are on the same page. All right, if you're asking for a Lamborghini, you know, the Lord may be saying a Toyota is going to get you back and forth to work just fine. You need to understand that. You know what I mean? This whole phrase here, a lot of times we say, I asked in his name, you know, I wanted Fabio to become younger and be my husband. You know, that's not the plan. You know what I mean? This is the deal. You have to pray in his name according to his will. And that, like I said, that presupposes, it says that he will give me the desires of my heart. That's the same thing, is that you need to be praying according to his plan for you. God knows what's best for you. I have the best wife in the whole world. You know what I mean? And that's because God gave her to me. We didn't immediately find each other and go, you're the one, he's the one. We probably looked at each other, she said, he's not the one. Lord, not him, please. You know what I mean? But now, hopefully, if you asked her, she would say, oh, yeah, he's the one. Yeah, you would say it, right? Okay, she would. Woo! I was out there on a limb for a minute, right? Stuck myself out there. I do that from time to time. But how cool is it that we can ask in the name of Jesus and he hears us? He hears us every time, every single time. It's kind of like, you know, and now that we have Charlie and David, and they say, Mr. Vance, and sometimes I'm busy and I don't stop right away. You know, from whatever it is I'm doing, I'm washing the dishes, and then in a second I catch myself, I should listen to him. When I say Jesus, he stops. Amen. Yes. Just stops. I mean, how touching is that? The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Creator of the heaven and earth stops and says, yeah, how can I help you? In the name of Jesus, you have that power. Thank you, Lord. By his name, we can minister and serve. And this doesn't say, this scripture here, it says Mark 16:17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, by no means will it hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. This does not say those with credentials, those that are on staff at Evangel Church of God or other places. This says they, everybody. Everybody is called to minister and serve, and everybody can call upon the power. I'm not sure who you are, where you live, where you go to school, where you go to work, or who your friends are, but I am sure you're supposed to minister to them. I'm not sure how. Maybe you're supposed to sing to them. Maybe you're supposed to tell a story. Maybe you're supposed to be a good listener. Maybe you're supposed to fix their porch. I don't know, but I'm sure you're supposed to minister to them. And you can do that by the name of Jesus Christ. One of Jennifer was here earlier. I didn't tell this story because she gets embarrassed sometimes. But her very presence, you know Jennifer, her very presence is a ministry. She just exudes Jesus. She can't help herself. She opens up a can of grape juice. Thank you, Jesus. This grape juice is good, Jesus. Thank you. You know what I mean? It just comes out of her, but she doesn't think she's a minister. You know what I'm saying? By the name of Jesus, it happens. And I am so blessed that he lets me do this. And we prayed, Pastor Fred and Pastor Carlos and I prayed earlier. We just thank the Lord for the opportunity to minister. It's by his name that we have the power to do that. By his name, we are protected. That's a big one, right? Especially this weekend with all that stuff that happened in Colorado. You think you can go to the movies? But by his name, we are protected. Pastor Rick said last year when we were going, was it the year before when we were going to Belize, that people should change their flights to get on our flight. Because we are protected ministers and people of the King of Kings. And if they see us with our shirts on and say, wait, they're from the Evangel Church of God, let me get on that plane. Because that plane, is not, nothing bad is happening on that plane. And we are protected people by the name of Jesus Christ. You could just call it. I remember, how many of you guys have been in scary situations before? I just say the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sometimes with my work at Youth Mentoring, I got to go to Hempstead, and there's a certain neighborhood in Hempstead which isn't good at all, and it's especially not good when you're a big guy that looks like a policeman. It's just not good. But I just walk up, and I pray the name of Jesus, and I smile. I can smile because I have the name of Jesus. I walk right through there, and I'll smile, and there'll be people standing there that is not good stuff is happening. But I got the name of Jesus, and I got my smile. And I'm safe. I wouldn't have the smile without the name, I'll tell you that much. Jesus said in John 17, I will remain in the world no longer. But they are still in the world, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. So Jesus is leaving, and it's just so touching and wonderful that he's going up to be with his Father, and he wants to make sure that we're okay. You know, like a dad said, listen, just take care of them until I get back. And then he says at the end, which took me a little while to figure it out, but they are one as we're one. And what he's saying here is protect them because they're us. They're part of us. We're together. We are one body. If they get hurt, then we all get hurt. We're protected through the name of Jesus Christ. I remember that on the morning of 9/11, I was watching the television and I saw everything that was happening. I was unsure of what was going on. A lot of us felt the same way at about 10 something in the morning. It was very, very confusing, and the phone lines were clogged and all of this other stuff. And I remember just praying in the name of Jesus. And it's just like the song said, when you don't know what else to pray. I didn't know what to pray. Lord, just Jesus. Just say Jesus. I was on a trip, my first trip as a youth pastor here at Evangel Church of God. It was a nightmare trip. It really was. We went whitewater rafting, and the water was really white. Carmen's son, Justin, was with us, and he came out of the boat somehow and got smacked between the raft and a rock. And he was laying in the water. You knew this, right? This isn't so, okay, good. Because that would be bad, right? I think I called her out. It's a long time ago. So he smacked, and he's saying he can't move his feet. Yeah, and it's a scary thing. So he and I are laying in the water, and we're waiting for the medical people, and I was just praying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. He couldn't move. He went from not being able to move his feet to walking out of the hospital like 4 hours later. And I know that it was the Lord. You know, because it was one of those scary situations. Andrew, last year, was in a situation in a hospital in Haiti. He was slapping himself. He was delirious. It was funny now. I'll show you later. And we'll laugh at him, future Pastor Andrew, together. And I know he was in trouble. But we prayed the name of Jesus. And he was back. Thank you, Jesus. Which brings us to our next point. By his name, we are healed. We are healed. this healing thing does not just cover, you know, injuries and illness. It covers everything. That healing is complete and total. Healing could be just emotional issues you got going on. It is complete. Peter says here, now this particular person chased him around. Silver or gold I do not have. What I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, walk. So a lot of times, you know, we're distracted. I wish I had this. I wish I had that. We have everything we need. I remember Anne Marie Malavi used to be here, and she had a big button, a big giant button. She wore it all the time. And it said, ask me about Jesus. When she said the word Jesus, she had such a look that gave that name power. Because people could see that name meant something to her. I'm not even sure why I remembered that. Acts 3:16 says, by the faith in the name Jesus, this man whom you see was made strong. It is in Jesus' name that the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him. So faith in the name. We got to believe on the name. Now here's a much longer scripture. By his name we're free from bondage. Now, a lot of time we think bondage is this massive, giant sin issue that we can't tell anybody about. Oh, no, I don't have any of those, and we don't want to come for altar calls. But you know what? That's not what it is. Bondage is anything that keeps us from walking in God's perfect plan. It's anything that slows us down when God would have us run. It's anything that keeps us from walking and being in complete joy like God wants us to be. And some of the things I wrote down here, wrong thinking and depression and oppression and addiction. Oppression is not always just about other people oppressing you. Sometimes we oppress ourselves because we're thinking, I'm not good enough, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too this, I'm too that, or I'm not enough of that, or not enough of this. And it's just bad ideas that are coming from the world, and it's lies that are coming from the devil. And it is not right. Addiction covers everything. You could be addicted to gummy worms, and it wouldn't be good, because we're called to not be in bondage to anything. Amen. You know, and that's the whole thing. Depression is not from God. It's just not. You know, and it doesn't matter whether you call it clinical depression. If you're depressed, that's not the way God would have us live. Do I have challenges some days and I'm not as happy as I need to be? Absolutely. You know, I would be lying to you if I told you that I don't have some things on this list. Well, not that particular list, but I have my own list. And we all have our own list. I'm still a little bit more sarcastic than I need to be. Okay? When I handle a problem, I handle it a little quickly. And somebody once says, you got like a velvet 2x4. I'm like, I'm not even sure that's a good thing. See, well, at first people don't know they're smacked, but later they can really feel it. I got to pray about that. That's my personal thorn. That's my personal bondage that I have to break and pray. In the name of the Lord, what is yours? I don't want you to tell me, but I want you to, if you keep it in front of you and call upon the name of Jesus to make it go, it'll go. And that's the most important thing. But if you want to pretend it's not there and that everything is going right with you, it's just going to be there. You know, bondage is like when something comes up in your mind, it starts with a thought and the devil ties one string around you. And it's one little string. And if you call upon the name of Jesus, you can just pop that string. It's like a kite string and you can move on. You let it linger for a little while, he's going to wrap it around again. It's going to be as thick as maybe a clothesline. You leave it for a little while, it's going to be like rope you use to tie up a ship. Next thing you know, you are completely bound, and you can't get your way out. You're in a hole, and it's dark. And no matter where you are, the name of Jesus will break that. Amen. Whether you got one string or you're completely bound, it doesn't make a difference. The same name breaks them both. Amen. The thing with the name is that we need to know that that name was given to us to use. You know, I used the analogy earlier. If you had $1 million in your checking account, would you go around writing checks for $1? Would you? Think about that for a second. Because that's kind of like what we do sometimes as Christians. We have an unlimited amount of Jesus. We have a huge, powerful resource in the name of Jesus Christ. But yet we're only whipping out a little bit of it. And we need to write the big Jesus check, because he can cash it, because his checks don't bounce, because there is enough there. I said before, if we can pray and move mountains, I can control the weather. We can fix anything in the name of Jesus Christ. And why do we have that right? We have that right because in Romans 18 it says, the Spirit himself bears witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then we're heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. Amen. Stand with me for a second. We need to call upon the name of the Lord. We need to stop trying to fix things ourselves. We need to stop pretending that everything is okay. And everything is okay, but there is some business we got to take care of. There is some stuff we need to fix. Or not us, rather, but maybe the Lord. And we're going to call upon the name. We're going to do some of that right now. We're going to call upon the name of the Lord. The pastors and I are going to pray for you. But listen, don't hold back. There was a lady I prayed for earlier today, and I really sensed that she was carrying a burden on her life. She didn't say anything, but I just sensed it. I said, you're carrying a burden you don't need to carry. And she said, I am. And then she just started jumping up and down. I'm light. You don't have to carry your burdens. Call upon the name of the Lord. Do you have a self-image problem? Do you have are you facing some outside oppression at work or people, you know, coming after you? Things particularly challenging? Do you have a situation in your life you need to get rid of? The name of Jesus will take care of it. Have you been trying to be less sarcastic? Have you been trying to quit smoking? The name of Jesus will take care of it. Do you have an illness? Do you have some emotional things? Do you have some family members that you need to care for? That you need to love on, but you're having a hard time doing that or having a hard time forgiving it? The name of Jesus will take care of it. Call on the name. Like we talked about earlier, just say the name. And everything will be taken care of. Travis, you want to play something and we'll pray.
Jesus, there's just something about that name. He's the master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. There's just something about that name.
Now we're going to open the altar and then we're going to sing Say the Name. It's a time where we can really just look up at the Lord and in our spirits say his name and handle stuff. You know, the altar is not a time for fun and games. It's a time of business with the Lord. We do business up here and it's exciting. You're looking for the Lord to help you get an answer, then come and say the name. You're looking for a healing, come and say the name.